broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, Hour 2. It is the 19th of January in the year of our Lord, 2016. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. We use the supreme law, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We don't need revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is no doubt our goal. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely the solution and brilliant. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Last hour, we talked about Glenn Frey died. Give a tribute to one of the great guitarists of the Eagles. Rest in peace, Glenn. Then we launched into discussion of gas prices and etc. And then moved into the Oregon battle, the epic battle going on in Oregon. Ammon Bundy and crew, and I believe they're making critical mistakes, and I felt betrayed about their action. Nevertheless, I agree with them philosophically on a lot of points. I just think they're going about it all wrong. To not pay your income tax is to get crushed. To not pay your grazing fees is to lose your ranch and go to prison. Eventually, that's your goal. I mean, your fate. Reality, right? Okay, now taking down cameras and private property is another great concern. And the more these patriots work on this, the more they get ne'er-do-wells in there who may be provocateurs with a desire to throw a wrench in the works. That's the problem. Now, here's the problem with it, Kurt. I've been a little bit critical of what Ammon's done. People say, Sam, you're not even a patriot. You probably work for the FBI. You're some kind of a plant. You're this, you're that. Why don't you stand with them while the getting's good? They've got temporary success, Kurt, but I believe it won't go well. I've already told you that. I believe there's provocateurs. I believe this is ultimate Operation Payback. I've mentioned that by the government for how well we did at Bundy Ranch. The problem with their action is they've lost the moral high ground when they went from defensive to offensive. And we've got this epic battle on our hands, and now they've messed with SCADA equipment. That's another serious felony problem for them. Nevertheless, people have called me up, Sam, and whether you're for or against what I'm saying, I call it as I see it. Okay, I'm nobody's shill. And I tell you that I agree with them philosophically, and I agree the land's not the government's, and I agree. But yet, their action, and the way they go about it is not right. I support Chris Ann Hall there for educational purposes. I support the peaceful rally that we went to. I support the points made about we need the federal government to back off, and they better do something quick, or they're going to have a war on their hands. Not because I like that, not because I encourage that, but because I see the writing on the wall. Okay, I get all that. But now people have thrown down the gauntlet to Sam Bushman, and that's the wrong thing to do. Here's what they said. Sam, at least Ammon's doing something. You haven't even done anything for liberty. And at least Ammon's doing something. All you do is babble and talk and da, da, da. What have you done for freedom, Sam? And so now I've lost my patience, and I'm taking off the gloves, people. Listen up and listen close when we talk about what we've done for liberty, all right, and what could be done. But you can't do it if nobody's going to do it, Kurt. And that's why last hour I said, hey, The enemies of Ammon Bundy, the two brothers in Oregon, have already raised $26,000 in less than a week. And the longer the Bundys and the longer the crew stay, the more money they'll raise, Kurt, as it goes viral. We, the people for liberty, can't raise $5 if we try, it seems. Now, I know that's an exaggeration, but I'm making a point. Okay, now let me give you the proof in the pudding. We tried to put up a petition, Kurt, to free the Hammonds. Hardly anybody's even signed it, Kurt.
Oh?
That's not even asking anybody for money. What if we had a dollar for everyone that signed it? I don't know that we'd even have $26,000, Kurt. Mm-hmm. So you can't even get somebody to sign a petition when everybody agrees that the Hammonds have been wronged. Okay, but there's no support, Kurt, at all. In fact, I bet you'd struggle to even find the petition. Now, have you signed the petition, Kurt?
That's what I was going to look for. I don't know where it is.
Have you signed it?
Well, of course not, if I don't
know
where it is.
Now, I'm not being rude to you, but I'm making a point. How come you haven't signed it? There's one reason.
Well, I didn't remember about
it. You didn't really know. I mean, you might have heard I'm driving down the road in my car on the radio. You might have heard a glimpse of it or this or that. I'm not downing you. I'm just saying we don't have the media wherewithal or presence, Kurt, to create a sustained effort to make sure that people know where to go, that we're not coordinated, we're not organized. Okay, I signed the petition. But 50% of Liberty Roundtable has signed it. Sam has, Kurt hasn't. Now, I'm not down on Kurt. I'm making a point. That point is we are not organized. We don't have enough of the media. And we can't even get our people who are willing to do things to do them because they don't know. There's not a good way to do it, et cetera, right?
It's a White House petition?
It's a, you know how they have those petitions that are to the White House?
Yeah.
It's one of those, yeah.
All right.
So you can struggle and find it. Be my guest. You're just making my point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could the Patriots be organized and could we get this done? Yeah, Kurt, we could have millions sign it. I believe millions would be willing to sign it, Kurt. I'm not saying that there's no effort or support for the Patriots or for our beliefs. Mm-hmm. But there is no organization. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, all these people have been able to raise millions of dollars, Kurt.
Yep.
What's the difference and why? And the answer is, in my humble opinion, the media. If we had a large enough media footprint, we could create a sustained effort to let everybody know about the petition, make a simple, organized way for people to sign that petition, and we could force the White House to respond immediately on this.
Huh.
But you know what? It ain't going to get done if nobody knows about it, my friend.
Yep.
And even if you've heard of it in a glimpse, that doesn't mean that you can find your way there and get it done. Have you found the petition yet, Kurt?
I'm trying to find it. I
type into Google Hammond petition
That talks about the Hammond's petition faltering.
See, the mainstream press is all too willing to tell you that it failed, Kurt.
Yeah.
And then what the politicians do is say, Sam, why don't you give me some money so I can spend my money with those people that tell you the Hammond petition failed, okay? See? Mm-hmm. Okay, we can't get it together is the problem. So people say to me, Sam, why don't you come up with solutions? And I've been in the media for 20 years.
Yep.
And I have literally put my money where my mouth is. I'm not trying to say that I'm important or better than anybody else, but if you're going to attack me.
20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, since what, 92? I mean, right around there is when we first got in. That'd be 23, 24 years.
All right, yeah. Now, here's the deal, though, Kurt. I have put my money where my mouth is. I spent literally more than $250,000 on the media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm willing to keep doing it. But here's my point. Then people always be like, hey, Sam, you're just preaching to the choir. And my response is, well, what happened before I was part of the choir? And they're like, well, I don't know. It's just growing too slow. We don't even have time for your actions. We got to be like Bundy because your efforts are too slow. And then my response comes back and says, what have you done for the media? What have you done for the cause of liberty? And we get into this big old discussion about who's done what. And the goal isn't to create a battle or an argument about who's done what. But I submit to you that if we had a big enough media presence, Kurt, trust me, if Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levine, if these people would take up that we got to free the Hammonds, just think of what we could do.
So I'm at the petitions.whitehouse.gov.
Yeah.
And so you'd think you'd be able to, open petitions?
I don't know.
How you find it.
Why would they? They don't want you to find the petition, Kurt. Don't you get it?
That's what I can.
And the media is not going to tell you about the petition unless they're going to tell you that it's failed.
Yeah, good point.
Okay. But the Patriots don't have, I mean, you can't even ask a Patriot where to go.
Mm-hmm.
To find it, can you? Who are you going to ask?
When I put in Hammonds, I get something from Woodrow Wilson talking about quite a few.
So my point is no wonder the petitions failed, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, pretty hard to even find it that I can see.
Now, there's a group of people that are working to freeing the Hammonds, Kurt. They're the Western, what are they called, the Western Alliance or Western Lands, whatever. It's Matt Shea and all those guys up there doing a great job. They're willing to defend the Hammonds. And at first, the Hammonds said, we don't want the help. And so they said, well, we're not going to do anything then. We're not trying to offer help where it's not wanted.
Yeah.
But now that there's evidence and proof that the federal government lit the fires that they claim lightning lit, that threw them in jail, now the citizens group says, you know what? That's a different ballgame. It isn't about the Hammonds anymore. It's about fraud by the government. We're now going to work on it. But here's the deal. If we can't even get a petition signed, you think you can raise some money for those attorneys to work on it, Kurt?
Good point, Sam.
I'm not downing it. I believe we could raise money, Kurt. I believe you could get millions of dollars to this effort because I believe there are people who will put their money where their mouth is. But there's only one problem.
They got to know about it.
You got to know about it. You got to know where to donate and how to donate. And there's got to be an organized effort to get it done. The mainstream press helped these two brothers that are against the Hammonds and crew raise 26 grand already, Kurt. And they're just getting started. We're trying to find the petition so Kurt can sign it. You see the problem, people? It isn't a problem with Liberty working.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so. C-U-R-T. That's Kurt. C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundTable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I'm talking about the Patriots can't get it together at all, ladies and gentlemen. I believe there's support for our cause, but not if there's no organization, not if there's no media presence, not if people don't put their time, their effort, their money where their mouth is. Liberty is not free. You got to be eternally vigilant or it'll be taken from you. It's that flat out simple, and that's the problem with America today. We're not educated enough and or moral enough to sustain freedom in our country. Now, I'm going to prove it, and I hate to bring Pete into my lair, but I'm going to do it anyway. Pete, what do you say, sir?
Oh, well, it was just a suggestion, you know.
Yeah, okay. Now, listen to what he's going to do. You ready, people? Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was thinking instead of referring to the Patriot Movement as the Patriot Movement, I would make it We the People, okay? The government has already bred contempt into that very word. They say it with contempt in the media. Yeah, the Patriots.
So you want me to change the lexicon to vilify the mainstream press, right?
Right. And
I see.
I would go with the letter of demand instead of a petition because of the petition.
All right, so let me stop you. Hold on. Have you created a letter? Have you created this letter of demand?
Oh, I've written plenty of letters of demand. I didn't know you wanted one of me. I would have provided one for you.
Well, I'm just here's what I'm saying. Why do I got to want one for you to provide one? Why do I'm the one that got to set this all up and do this? Why am I the one? See, I didn't create the petition either. I just supported it. My whole point, though, is everybody's full of good ideas. Nobody puts their money where their mouth is. Nobody really provides real solutions. And when they do, we're not organized enough to all work together on it, right?
Right.
Let me give you an example. Have you signed the petition?
And a lot of them have big audiences, and they should, you know, there should be a, you know, the freedom, the liberty movement should have a communications network between all of us.
How are you going to have that?
When something happens.
Hold on. Are you going to build it?
Everybody's emails. You shoot an email, and it comes in under Liberty Movement.
Are you going to build it, Pete?
Shoot them an alert. I'm not the one that was talking about having a petition. You know, if I was going to have a petition, that's what I would, you know, I'm just trying to give you some suggestions.
I understand, but listen to me. Here's what I'm saying.
I thought it was your petition, but now I find out that it's not your petition. You just supported it. Okay, you know.
I'm supporting it, and I'm telling you about it. So here's the point. Somebody took the initiative to create a petition. I commend them for their efforts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I am not only supporting it with my own signature, but I'm using my media apparatus. I wish it was 1,000 times bigger because I could tell more people. But the point is, now we're trying to support their petition, so I'd recommend you go sign it too.
Well, I'm going to. I just first heard about it. So.
You know, yeah. I just
now,
went.
Now, let me stop you.
Even though I'm not a petition guy, and the reason I say that is because I feel it's the wrong word and the wrong way to go about it. If you want something, you're going to have to demand it because either we're in charge of this government or this government's in charge of us. And if we use that type of begging language, you know, I just don't feel it's all an Article 1 court anyway. So in order to get an Article 3 court, you might have to go to Hawaii because you're not going to get it in the lower 48, believe me.
Now, I get it. Well, thanks for your call. His point's well taken that, you know what, we got to take action. That's really the debate between me and Ammon Bundy right now. I'm saying there's better ways. Everybody's saying, Sam, you've already lost that. There's not better ways. I submit there is. The biggest point that I would make is, you know what, Pete's just barely hearing out about the petition, and so is Kurt, right? Now, I'm not downing you guys, but I'm saying it's because we invested in the media that we even are hearing about it, right? And that is the way more people can hear about it if we can grow our efforts is the whole point. Go ahead, Kurt.
And one thing I'll tell you, too, is I went there to where you told me SaveTheHammonds.com. I filled in my stuff and clicked the sign thing, and this is what I got. It says, could not connect, : access denied for user Galati4 at localhost using password yes. So, as far as I can tell, you know, it probably didn't really take my things, and that's the Oregon Farm Bureau that's doing this. It says there's 27,080 people who have already signed. How many have tried and it did what?
Well,
it
and it's
did
a great question. Then you got to start drilling in. Do they just have a failed thing here? Are they having problems with their network? Is somebody hacking it? Is the government rejecting the real submission for the petition? You got a lot of questions to ask, and now you need a bunch of IT people to dig into that and then the media to expose it, right?
Right. Not going to happen.
All right. So I'm not downing your efforts. I'm not trying to point the finger at anybody in particular. I'm not trying to blame Pete. He didn't even know about it. How do you blame Pete, right? I'm making a general point here, and that is about how we can solve these problems. People are saying, Sam, do you have solutions? Yes, I do. I'm a one-man rocket scientist think tank, okay? I'm just pulling out a Trump card. I'm just making a point here that I'm just one guy. You expect me to come up with all the solutions? Fine, I'll do it. The answer is Americans better take back the media, number one, so we can spread the word. And this idea that you guys should create an email list, that's a pretty good idea. Why don't you get it done? I can't do everything. I can't start a radio network, run a radio network, be a talk show host, go to the peaceful rally in Oregon, write up petitions and work for the CSPOA
but
tirelessly. I can't do everything. I need help, people.
Yes, you do. Good point. And it's, you know, I would just simply say, ladies and gentlemen, find out what you can do in your area. You know, we know of
now. White Rose wants to tell us about how all we got to do is get out of the courts and stuff like that. Go ahead, Rose.
Hey, Sam. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Make it quick. Go.
All right. Yeah, make it quick.
Have you signed the petition, sir?
All I have to say is this: the government since March 27th, 1861, is de facto say so, not lawful, but lawless and. Supposedly, what do they call, what word do they use, not lawful, but legal, okay? So the government's a legal fiction corporation for profit. And they're full of liars, thieves, and murderers. So if you vote for the de facto government for profit corporation full of liars, thieves, and murderers, don't you give them... don't you condone what they're doing and become part of them and actually become part of the lie? So I believe that you have to not vote for the de facto and vote against everybody by not voting for any of them. Don't give them any credibility at all. The de facto.
All right, let me ask you, have you signed this petition?
I wouldn't sign a petition. Signing a petition is the same thing as voting. If you vote, you make yourself an outlaw to the true Constitution. To the original organic Constitution, not to this 1871 nonsense.
All right. Appreciate your call, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that? You're a de facto
thug, is what you are, Kurt. I've heard of a lot of people who say, you know, hey, you shouldn't even vote. You shouldn't go, you know, participate. And I understand, at least I think, part of that logic. You know... It is difficult. There's many times when you feel like, for example, in our earlier years, you know, we were, you'd say, pretty good Republicans. And yet, you know, we were, I guess you could say, drummed out or, you know, just caused to leave those surroundings. And now we find ourselves, at least I personally find myself thinking that I wish we could just get rid of all the parties. And just go back to being Americans, you know.
You're right, Kurt. And I understand the point that the White Rose is making. And I don't want to chop him off like what he has to say is not important. What I'm saying is the Patriots are so divided, Kurt. I tell somebody that I'm buying back the media to tell everybody what's happening. And then somebody would say, well, yeah. You know what? If you own the media, look, Kurt, the FCC controls the media.
Yeah.
So if you own the media, you're just part of the de facto criminalistic organization. So I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to own any of the media because all that does is get me in their lair. Okay, well, then if you go down that road, there are no answers. In fact, the White Rose is about to walk into one of their courts. Why would he even do that? Just wondering. Yeah.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com. and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so let me make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking off the gloves and people ask what I've done for freedom. I think I put together, along with a variety of friends, so when I say I really need to say we, okay? So I say I because they say, what have you done for freedom? I don't think it's I or me or you. I think it's us, we. And I agree with Pete that said we need to change it to, instead of the Patriots, we the people. His point's well taken. He's right. But here's the problem. Kurt didn't know about the petition. He's willing to sign it, but it didn't work. Pete doesn't believe in petitions, really. He'd like to see a demand. The White Rose says I wouldn't sign anything and I wouldn't vote. Isn't it obvious why the Patriots got a problem, Kurt? They don't agree on anything. We the people are so divided. We can't get anything done. We can't put a dollar into freedom. That'd be too tough. Now, let me lay out solutions that I've been part of providing. When I say been part of, it's several people. I didn't just go buy a radio station. Oh, I did. I sold a house and put my money where my mouth is. But I had tremendous help from brothers and sisters in this sacred cause of liberty. And without them, I couldn't even have done it. Not even close. It's their leadership, it's their support, it's their friendship, it's their guidance, it's their day-to-day efforts that sustain me and help me. And together, we do this. So it isn't an I discussion at all. It's a we discussion. Friends, people, listeners. Okay, and I believe, and I only say I in this case because I really can only speak for myself, that taking back the media is one of the biggest keys to the exercise. Just imagine if I could tell 50 million people about this petition. And just imagine that if I was big enough to even find out, I need a staff. I just can't go find out who created the petition, tell them it's not working, help them fix it. I can't derail down that side. I got to get off the radio and go do my day job.
You got to go work.
Okay, I wish I could do more. If there was enough finances to sustain my bills, I would do more.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's not there. I got to not only do radio, but I got to fund it out of my own pocket, too. All right, now. And then if I want to go to Oregon and tell the tale, I got to fund that, too.
Some of our best friends, you know, they'll send me some email about what's going on in in Oregon. And I'll say, well, did you listen to the program where we recorded
that,
like 3 days ago? You know, and they don't even know how to listen.
Yeah, and they don't even understand that, you know what? They want to tell me all about Ammon Bundy, and they don't realize I had him on for 2 hours. I've got his personal phone number inside the refuge. Okay, come on. Yeah. Now, here's the reason I bring all this up, though. So, number one, we created Liberty News Radio. We're partnering with Republic Broadcasting and other networks. We're getting out the word as best we can. We're working on helping people buy radio stations. We're really putting our money and our efforts. A 20-plus year, well over a $250,000 sustained effort, I would say, is plenty from one or two people, right? That's what it's been, Sam and Kurt. 20-plus years, over a $250,000, owned radio stations, helping people own radio stations, consulting on radio stations for free, and then building a radio network and partnering with other networks. I say that's a pretty big deal. We got 25-plus columnists that write for us and a nationally syndicated talk show that reaches millions, okay? Now, I got more, though, because we also created the Give Me Liberty Fund. Again, I didn't do it alone. A guy by the name of Jerry Hughes, who's now passed away, a great friend of ours, got us into radio in the first place. We were not even part of the choir, and we heard him one day, and we decided to become part of the choir. He did a radio program called Washington on Trial, by the way. Because of his efforts and his idea about less than a dollar a day, we could save America. We then piggybacked on his great idea, which I can't take credit for, and we built a group called the Give Me Liberty Fund, which brings in less than a dollar a day from patriots, finds patriot businesses to reward them for doing so, and the businesses benefit, the people benefit, and then the money spent on the sacred causes of liberty, right? And then that expenditure is published so the people know what we spend our money and our time and our efforts on. So not only have we created a radio network, Kurt, a media powerhouse, we're tiny, but we get tremendous results. Just imagine if we were bigger. We built Give Me Liberty Fund. And again, there's a board. I don't take credit for it. I didn't do it all. I hope I was a key person involved there. I hope I played a role of value. But it's the group that did this. But here's the deal. How do you tell people about the Give Me Liberty Fund? Well, Sam, you need the media. Sam, that's how you do it. Okay, good idea. I agree. I'm in. What do I got to do next? Right? Okay, now here's the point. There is an article that was published in the Deseret News in the state of Utah, the largest news organization in the state. But they reported it, but they don't have a sustained focus on it is the problem. But this is part of the solution, Kurt. Here's the headline. You can look up this article, all of you. Study, federal land transfer for Utah could be profitable. Study, federal lands transfer for Utah could be profitable. It's in the Deseret News, and in that article, they tell you that it would be profitable, that big universities have done the studies, that the governor's on board, and they talk about the revenues for Utah would be significant, and we could transfer the land away from the federal government fairly easily. They say it would be more than enough to cover the state's cost of managing the land. It's by Stuart Johnson and then some lady's name that I can't pronounce. Now, they say a study that was commissioned by the state and performed by economists from a trio of Utah universities say that the transfer of federal lands to Utah could be profitable. Okay? It was a 784-page report, people.
So big.
And it was mandated, listen carefully, after the 2012 passage, I'm going to say it again, 2012 passage, I'm going to say it one more time, the 2012 passage of the Transfer of Public Lands Act and was carried out by the University of Utah's Bureau of Economic and Business Research at Utah State University and Weber State University. So you got Utah State, University of Utah, and Weber all involved. Utah Governor Gary Herbert says that lawmakers and the public will be well served by the report. It is important to make decisions based upon a thorough review of accurate, relevant information, the governor said, adding that this analysis will provide policymakers a sound platform to assess both the risks and challenges related to the move. We're talking about 31.2 million acres of land managed by the federal government. They say it would create a major shift in the economic structure of Utah. You bet it would. But let me stop there and say this. So we can either hold up in a refuge And the government can use the media and mock us and tell a lie to the point where no one believes what's going on and no one knows the truth, or they haven't even heard about the story because we don't own enough of the media to tell the real story. Or we can follow this nationally promoted story. Not. The Deseret News covered it. Where's the wire services? Where's the sustained reality? Mm-hmm. The report goes on to say that the land transfer could actually be profitable for the state. Okay? Now, I bring this all up to say, what if, Kurt, just what if, mm-hmm. everybody who believed that the land should be transferred back from the federal government back to the state of Utah like they belong were to get involved and put together a real fund, a dollar, less than a dollar a day, real money to tell the tale? And what if we had enough media to really spread the word? And instead of Hammonds being held up in prison because they've been wronged and no one being able to even know the truth about how to get them free, and the Ammon Bundian crew held up in a, quote, wildlife refuge, now known as the Harney County Resource Center, if you believe the Ammon crew, the debate's on. What if we could tell this story about, look, even the governor and three universities in Utah, Utah's taking the lead here, they passed an act, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Yeah. Now, in Utah, they've also made gold and silver legal tender.
That's right.
I wasn't part of it. Our buddy Larry Hilton was the leader.
Yeah, we did whatever we could. We
tried. But here's the story. We spread Larry Hilton's message as far and wide as we could.
Yes.
Okay.
And we continue to do that.
And we will continue to. Now, just imagine a state, though, that has an act to transfer lands, has done a 3-university-wide study talking about the economic benefit in doing so. The governor says we're well served by this. And now you have gold and silver in Utah. See, these are 2 laws that are just passed that I don't think people even really realize.
I agree.
And those laws didn't get passed because we can't get anything done through the proper role. That we can't get anything done through the system. We got to go, you know, arm ourselves to the teeth because there's no other way. It isn't true. It isn't true at all. Okay? So my question is, what if we had the media and the money to really tell the tale and force the discussion? I back all peaceful solutions, people. The land would return to the last owner of record before the government took title. That's what we ought to have. It would be Utah territory, baby. We can get this done if enough people put their money where their mouth is and their time and their efforts. The proof is in the pudding.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so here's the point. Kurt, you didn't know about the petition, did you? No. Nope. You didn't have a chance to sign the petition, did you? No.
Well, I don't think it worked because it...
Well, it didn't work.
When I did it, it didn't look like the number went up.
Now, did you know about this article that I'm telling you about? Study, federal lands could be transferred to Utah and be incredibly profitable. Says three universities.
I think I knew about that. But the point, at least one of the key points there is, you know, I mean, I should know quite a bit about these things, you know,
doing what we do. And I'm not downing you for not knowing, because here's the deal, Kurt. I didn't know about this article until we started talking about, we agree with Bundy's points, but we disagree with his action. What do we do to sustain an effort for the general cause? And then somebody said, well, Sam, what would it take to get our lands back? And I'm like, you know, there's people who know way more about it than I do. And I went and looked this up. Now, did you know that we passed the 2012 Transfer of Public Lands Act?
Yep, I knew we did. And I knew basically the federal government just ignored us, you know.
Well, so then what's the next step if they ignore us, Kurt?
Well, at least to me, that's part of nullification. That's, you know, the states created the federal government, not the other way around.
That's right. So if we push the state hard enough,
they have to act like they're supposed to do.
We could take action if a state or a county is willing. And if they're not willing, what's our job?
Well, then we'd change the leadership.
Yeah, and then they say, well, you can't change the leadership, Kurt, because they're all fraudulent. And my response is, hey, we got out Bob Bennett, replaced him with Mike Lee. Mike Lee's far from perfect, but he's way better than Bennett.
Yes, he is.
So every time someone tells me we can't do something, I can point to a clear example where we can.
Yep, good point.
Now, what if a million people demanded to use gold and silver in the state of Utah, Kurt? A couple of years ago, it would have been a tough road to hoe. Now it's already the law.
Yes.
What if people demand their land back and the media starts focusing on it, Kurt? There's already laws to get that done. What these realities lack is the support of the people. Mm-hmm. In other words, you could say the federal government just ignored us on the land. That's right. What if a million people said, Governor, I need you to tell Barack to fly a kite and I need you to get serious. And if he didn't do it, what if we just flat out recalled him and kicked his derriere right out, Kurt?
Yes.
See, I'm not buying that we can't do anything. I'm not buying that the system doesn't work. If it doesn't work, how do we get one senator gone and another one there?
You know, just a little bit of a footnote on the Utah Precious Metals Association, or they call it, now it's called United Precious Metals Association. So it's gone from Utah, you know, more expanded. But, you know, they on their website, it says Jonathan Johnson highlights, you know, and talks about that. He's currently a candidate for governor, but he's also the chairman of Overstock.com. So, you know,
well, it just proves again, I didn't even know about that. We need to work together more so we can tell the people about that. But anyway,
that's right.
I don't tell you about this federal land transfer to be a rock star, but I tell you about it to say that we can, if we're all aware. People don't even realize what's being done for freedom. No wonder they think it doesn't work. Now, Kurt's got another article that I want to point out. Because this is in the middle of it right now where we have a chance to do something. Headline, Interior Department. Kurt?
All right. the Interior Department, the headline says they halt new federal coal leases. And they say as much as 75 million tons of Utah's recoverable coal. I don't know. There's certain kinds of coal. I guess there's recoverable and non-recoverable. I don't get that. But anyway, they say sought by mining companies are now in question after the decision by the Interior Secretary, and her name is Sally Jewell. She's quite a jewel of a lady. But anyway, to halt any new federal coal leases. The U.S. Department of Interior said it is pushing the pause button. Did you know there was a pause button on the federal coal program?
What if we push the pause button on the federal government doing this stuff, Kurt?
Amen to that. Anyway, they're doing it for 3 years in light of, they say, concerns raised by the Government Accountability Office. the agency's inspector general and the members of the public. I didn't raise any concern about that, but anyway, they said issue is royalty payments. Don't you pay royalty payments to like a king, you know, because there are royals? But anyway, royalty payments critics say need to be increased. Environmental protections for streams that merit improvements and questions over administration of the program that ensures public health impacts are properly considered. Yeah, no mention of the fact that what about those guys at work in the coal mines and all that stuff? But anyway, bottom line is the federal government's pushing the pause button, and you coal miners better go back to school and learn something else to do. Right?
Well, Kurt, let me just tell you, though. What if we could tell the whole nation about this, and what if we got millions of people to put money in to stop the federal government on this? What if we the people said we're going to just flat out remove all you House members if you don't stop this?
We're taking the pause button off.
Yeah. Okay, there's things we can do, but see, nobody will do it. In fact, nobody's going to lift a finger after this.
Now, it's interesting. They say there's something they call the Alton coal mine, and they were trying to expand down in southern Utah where operators sought a 3,500-acre federal tract. By the way, why is it a federal tract? But anyway, to mine as much as 45 million tons of coal. Alton Coal initially sought the federal lease 12 years ago. In a process that has wound through repeated environmental reviews, this is how business doesn't get done, by the way. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And if they ever finally do some business, it's amazing to me, Sam.
Yep. Right? Guy by the name of Chance emails me while you're talking about this, though, Kurt.
Yeah.
He's just going to blow off the whole thing. Here's what Chance says.
Okay.
I tried to get over 20 of you alternative media people to give exposure to the Republic of the United States.org.
Uh-huh.
Over a year ago, to no avail.
Do you
For whatever
this?
Reason, you guys all failed to respond. Chance.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
You remember him getting a hold of us? Oh, I just didn't remember.
But you know what it is, Kurt? You know what the Republic of the United States.org is?
I don't know.
All right, it's this idea that back in 1861, it's exactly what the White Rose is talking about. They believe that the federal government has been replaced with a corporation that it's a false, fraudulent corporation anyway, and therefore it's not the real government. The Constitution has been shanghaied and set aside.
So how does that work to fix things?
Well, they would claim what you got to do is get a grand jury that's a constitutional / common law grand jury.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would say you got to get common law judges and you got to rout those suckers out by force.
Wow.
But see, I don't disagree with their point about some of this fraudulent stuff going on, about a corporation, about the playing games with venues, et cetera, et cetera. I don't deny that a lot of the points they make are real. The problem that I have is with their solution. So you're not going to get a tiny portion of America to go ahead and, I'll just give you an example, Ammon Bundy. He wants to get a grand jury together, a common law grand jury, and they want to basically go ahead and start prosecuting people. But let's just say that they prosecute the sheriff and the judge in this case. Where do they get authority for that? See, the debate is on authority. Now, here's what I say to Chance. I will dedicate 2 hours at my expense to debate this with the best person you can bring to the table.
Uh-huh.
Chance, listen carefully to me. You bring the best knowledgeable person about this, quote, what's it called, Kurt? Do you know what it's called?
Republic, USA, Republic.
The Republic of the United States.org.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. And you get your best, most educated, most capable, knowledgeable person. And I want to know if he knows more than Bruce Doucette does, who's with Bundy right now. Bruce Doucette's one of the key judges. It's debatable how he got appointed. Some would say self-appointed. Some would say a committee appointed him. Where do they get their authority would be my first question. Nevertheless, Bruce Doucette, who I personally know, is there right now. But bring it on, Chance. I will dedicate 2 hours at my expense to the best you can bring, and we'll debate your solution. Okay? You ignore my proposal about taking back the media. You ignore my proposal with a Give Me Liberty Fund. Mm-hmm. And you say, I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to sign a petition. I'm not going to support anybody else's efforts. I just want to go with this United States Republic thing.
Yeah.
The Republic of the United States.org. I'm promoting the website, too. I'm not controlling it. I'll get his word out. I'll even dedicate 2 hours at my expense. The reason I ignored it before is because I don't believe it's a viable solution, people. I'll be flat out and tell you that.
Yeah,
just like absolutely. I don't believe that what Ammon Bundy's doing is the viable solution. And then people criticize me and say, give me the solutions. Then, Sam, what are your solutions? I'm giving them to you. We've done a lot of good and funded a lot of good things in the Give Me Liberty Fund with very limited money. Just imagine if we had real money. Mm-hmm. With the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, I'm the Vice President of Operations. I spent a ton of time and effort on a lot of good. How much do you know about the Haig family, huh? And the abuses they've taken. We went to the National Press Club and documented it for you folks on video.
Yep, September 17th.
Constitution Day.
Just last day, last year, right?
And it was a year, not just last year, but the year before. So it was 2014.
Was it 2014? Wow.
All right, anyway, I bring this all up to say that, you know what? I'm ready to take off the gloves. I'm sick of all these people with all their criticisms and ideas that don't work. You get your best Republic of the United States person to get a hold of me. I'm not hard to get a hold of, folks. LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com. I call people back, too. All right, and I want to just take this on. I'll debate them for 2 hours. And we'll have this out. I even debated Ammon on his viewpoints. Okay? Let's do it. Let's find out what the best solutions are. I submit to you that the Give Me Liberty Fund, the CSPOA, and taking back the media are the three best solutions today that are peaceful, that have results. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people, thanks to Pete's suggestion, this nation shall endure.